find the support of the people, to centralize all power with government so that they will, of course, pay their taxes so that we can have this massive military, which has been used to really bring other countries under our domination. We installed dictators in nations all throughout the world under the name of democracy. Oh, they have votes in Egypt all the time, where Mubarak is elected with 99% majority because they don't allow any opposition. And they have votes in Turkey, but of course the military dictatorship, which we keep in power there, maintains control of the government. But it's all right to vote and have a parliament, but the military dictatorship determines what happens. The same thing in Algeria, where we back the military dictatorship because we didn't like the people that was going to replace it with a democratic election. And all throughout the world, this is what happened. We installed the dictator Mugabe, and certainly in Rhodesia. We just installed the dictatorship in Southwest Africa. We support the dictatorship in Angola. We supported Mobutu in the Congo. People don't understand. It's all supported with your tax money, and we finance these dictators and keep them in power. Is God going to bless America, a country that does this sort of thing?
Well, I certainly don't think so, Dr. Stan. And, you know, we can see that socialism is certainly something that's been used as a pretense to ruin mankind for all eternity. I mean, this was the plan by Karl Marx, who we know was the, you know, the father of all this, this demonic religion that's out there. And, you know, we can look at the, you know, all the murders of the 20th century. You know, Joseph Stalin, who, you know, murdered, you know, 42 million, Mao Zedong, 38 million, Adolf Hitler, almost 21 million, Chiang Kai-shek, over 10 million. You know, so many leaders that we could mention that have murdered, you know, innocent people in the name of socialism. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, from what we mentioned, life being the very center of the Christian religion, we can look at this demonic religion that naturally the point of attack for those bent on destroying God's creation, which Karl Marx said he wanted to do, that would be the first thing they would go after, is murdering people that were made in the image of God.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to tell you about some of the items that we carry here that help us to stay on the air, and certainly one of them is the Big Berkey water filters. And the Big Berkey water filter, of course, is Big Berkey water filter, is a standard. It's been used by missionaries throughout the world for 150 years. It's made of stainless steel. It actually has ceramic filters, and of course it'll filter out bacteria and cryptosporidium, and of course much of the chlorine and much of the other items in your water that you really don't want there, and yet it leaves in the natural minerals. The Big Berkey, of course, is a workhorse. You can clean the filters repeatedly. They're $234, $239.95 plus $10 shipping, and if you buy it through us, well, you get a 4-tape set of video we produce. Now, the Big Berkey is available in every state but California and Iowa. However, there is a Berkey that is available in California. It's available in every state but Iowa, and that's the Berkey Light. And, of course, it's made of Lexan, so you can actually see the water level, which is an advantage. It actually has black Berkey filters, which are more efficient filters, but they act a lot slower, and they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. So you could either get the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light. The Berkey Light is $199, $199.95 plus $10 shipping. And then, of course, you can see them on our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can order them by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. War. Then we want to remind you about the Miracle 2 soap products. We can't make any medical claims for them, but we can tell you that the people who use them tell us it really helps them as far as their rashes, their acne. Some people use the neutralizer to help their heartburn, and other people helps their lower intestine. People who use the soap swear by this, and I really say they do. We've been using them ourselves for several years. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, There is a lotion, a gel, and then, of course, there is the neutralizing solution. If you'd like more information, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, if you'd like to order them, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. War. And then, of course, we would mention Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a wonderful program to teach you, your children, and your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's designed by Myrna Culbraith, who is a frequent guest here on our program and many times covers for me when I'm away traveling, as she will be this next couple of days. And then, of course, there's 5 board games and 2 bonus games. And we throw in a couple of books to explain to you how they have deliberately dumbed down the people of America. Now, could this really be true? Would they be intentionally teaching our children not to read? We put out more money for our school children than any other nation in the world, and our children rank among the lowest in the entire world. Do you think that's happening just by accident? It's not. They're intentionally dumbing down our children. So if you'd like, of course, to find out more about Phenopoly, why, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, remember, $139.95, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Call right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Debbie O'Hara, and we're talking about Demicide. And there's a book actually written on Demicide by a historian over in Hawaii. Have you read his book?
No, I haven't read his book, Dr. Stan. He's, you know, it's interesting. He's got so much information. I mean, you can key in the word Demicide on a Google search, and you would be amazed at the information that pops up on there and the statistics. And he's even got another full book on there about Demicide, you know, 16 chapters that you can get on the Internet. So
people have forgotten, you know, that during the Second World War, when we bombed Dresden, we killed 150,000 people in one night, a city that never should have been bombed because there was no military necessity to do it. We killed 50 or 80,000 in Hamburg in one night. I mean, the slaughter that was carried out during that war, and it was aimed specifically at killing as many people as possible. And, of course, Richard Mayberry in his book, in his early warning newsletter, I think it was September of last year, he wrote books on the First World War and the Second World War, and he concluded by saying that, you know, the Germans kept trying to surrender. And during the closing months of the war in Europe, we wouldn't let them surrender. The Japanese tried to surrender for 7 months before the war ended, and we wouldn't let them surrender. And if you'd like a copy of the letter, the article out of the Chicago Tribune on the day we signed the treaty on the Missouri, battleship Missouri in the harbor of Tokyo, from the Chicago Tribune telling how the Japanese had tried 5 times to surrender over 7 months, and we wouldn't consider it, and the invasion of Iwo Jima and Okinawa, and the dropping of the 2 atom bombs and the slaughtering of 100,000 to 150,000 people each time, totally unnecessary. Why? Because they're evil people. And some of them were working right in Washington, D.C. And, of course, Harry Truman was the president at that time, a 33rd degree Mason, who was obviously deeply involved in the occult. So people that don't understand that there are consequences when a nation turns against God and, of course, allows wicked and evil people into positions of power. And I fear that one day God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. And I know you share that feeling too, don't you, Debbie?
Well, I sure do, Dr. Stan. You know, a country like we have who's totally lost respect for life, and, you know, we've now embraced so much of the satanic ideology of Karl Marx, and you wonder, you know, how did it happen? You know, how did we change from a constitutional republic where, you know, we had liberty that was the envy of the world, and we now have the socialism of Karl Marx that's brought the greatest human suffering? You know, and I'm sure many people wonder, how did that happen? And, you know, the Demicide has started. We've got 42 million preborn babies that have been murdered. You know, euthanasia now is so much talked about. You know, the elderly and handicapped are next. And I don't know, Dr. Stan, if you know, you may be familiar now with the Terri Schiavo case.
Yes, that's a terrible, terrible tragedy where they're going to, of course, starve to death and dehydrate this woman who is not on the verge of death at all. It just as a convenience to get rid of her so her husband can marry somebody else and he can get the $750,000 in her trust account.
Yeah, I mean, we've become a nation of demons. And, you know, we're becoming not much different from all the other, you know, murderous regimes out there.
And, you know, I think what's really so interesting, I'm glad you brought up Terri Schiavo, because this is not getting any play in the media at all. Have you noticed how that's being, you know, totally blacked out by the major media?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have known anything had it not been something that I heard from my readers. You know, I wouldn't have known anything about it if it weren't for the Internet. And, you know, thank God we still have a way of, you know, getting some truth to each other out there.
And well, that's, of course, why I do what I do 5 hours a day, just trying to reach people with the information they're not going to get from the controlled media. And, of course, until people understand that the major media is controlled, both the conservative and the liberal, and, of course, you can listen to so many of our so-called conservative commentators, they sound so great, but it's not what they're saying, it's what they're not saying that's important. Now, of course, I am very, very concerned that we are in World War III right now. The American people don't realize that, oh, we've had two wonderful victories. We've won in Afghanistan, and we've won in Iraq, and our boys will be coming home soon. And they don't understand. Well, they're not coming home. The plan is to stay there indefinitely. The Pentagon is making plans right now to keep them there for at least 10 years, probably much, much longer. So we're in real trouble as a nation, mainly because whether the Democrats or the Republicans are in power, the same policies will continue. Remember when Bill Clinton promised our boys would be home from Bosnia by November? And he was right. It just didn't say by November of which year. And our boys are still there. And they're still in Kosovo. And they're still in Germany. And they're still in Japan. And they're still in Korea. And, of course, we occupied those countries 50 years ago. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome your calls here at 1-800-544-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we had. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamet. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of things. First of all, the Institute on the Constitution, and this is really a wonderful program by which you can teach others about the Christian heritage of our country. Up until 50 years ago, everybody knew America was a Christian nation, founded by Christians on biblical principles. And then, of course, the Masons took over our Supreme Court and took God and prayer out of our schools. And, of course, everybody went along with this. And, of course, because the CFR people controlled the media, and, of course, the CFR really came out of Masonry, out of the occult. And then, of course, why everything was forgotten. They controlled our educational programs. They controlled the media. They even controlled what was taught in our seminaries. And most of our ministers don't even know America was at one time a great Christian nation. Well, if you'd like to do something about that, you can put these programs on in your church, in your community, in your school. And of course, it's the Institute of the Constitution. Why not give them a call at 410-760-9068? That's 410-760-9068. Go to their website at iotconline.com. Set up an institute and help us save America. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Debbie O'Hare. And, of course, we're talking about democide in America. Could this come about here? And, of course, I think that we should realize, of course, that there's no incidents in all history where a nation's turned against God, where God has not withdrawn his blessing. And let's go to Larry. He's calling. Hi, Larry. Where are you calling from?
Pastor Robles.
Pastor Robles. Okay, I know who you are then. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, for both you and your guest. With after the 9/11 and everything, with all the God bless America, how would this fit in with the whole scheme of things as far as, you know, Satanism and things like that?
All right, Debbie, you want to respond to that, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, all the God bless America, to me, I think is just to fool people to make it look like we're going back as maybe as a nation under God. But, you know, this is still the same president that we have, you know, that, you know, wants to put us back into UNESCO, and, you know, which is our global school board, where we're, you know, here, you know, we should be getting out of the United Nations, not getting back into more United Nations programs, because after all, you know, the UN is where a lot of these occult and secret religions are, you know, coming from. I mean, there's a New Age chapel there in the UN. And that's maintained by the Lucius Trust. And, you know, Dr. Stan, you know, I had a Rosicrucian who had, you know, commented on my article when I mentioned that the Lucius Trust actually maintains the New Age Chapel at the United Nations. And it was formerly called the Lucifer Trust. And I said, boy, you know, does that sound like something we Christians, you know, would want to put our faith in? You know,
What was his response?
Well, his response was that, you know, he pretty much agreed with most of the things I said in my article, but he said, you know, you fanatical fundy Christians don't understand that Lucifer means light, and that all the Lucius Trust is trying to do is to gather all the information from world religions that they have in commonality and put it into books, you know, to inform people. And, you know, so here, what has he done? He's confirmed the one world religion.
Of course, that's what it's all about. Well, let me respond to you, Larry. And I, you know, right after, of course, 9/11, everybody, of course, is singing God Bless America. And the question is, why should God bless America? Well, I mean, I think that this was, at least God allowed this terrible thing to happen because we've turned against him. And, of course, everybody has a flag out and patriotism. We're going off to war. This is totally manipulated. And if you read my latest newsletter, which I know you get, you'll see the similarities between what happened on December 7th, 1941, and what happened on September 1st, the year 2001. And, of course, how you manipulate the people and get them to go to war. You have an incident. You have to have an incident. And I, in my newsletter, I simply quote from the Secretary of War Stimson's diary. Now, he was the Secretary of War in 1941. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a member of Skull and Bones. He was deeply involved in the occult. But I went back to Sterling Library at Yale University, and I have a copy of the pages of his diary for that day. And if you want a copy, we'll be glad to send it to you. And he actually says, you know, we had went to the White House at noon, and President Roosevelt was there, and Cordell Hull, and Frank Knox, the Secretary of the Navy, and, of course, Admiral Stark, Chief of Naval Operations George Catlett Marshall, Chief of the Military, Chief of Staff of the Military. And the President said the Japanese are probably going to attack on Monday. Now, this was November 25th. Because the Japanese always have a surprise attack. And, of course, the question is, we know they're going to attack. How will we get the Japanese to fire the first shot so we can get into the war with as little damage to our men as possible? And that's what Pearl Harbor was all about. And, of course, they left those boys at Pearl Harbor to die. And if you read my newsletter, and, of course, it's all based upon the documentation of what happened in that 24-hour period. But then, of course, everybody was out there waving flags. We were patriotic. We were going to war. And that's how, down through the ages, why they've rallied the people behind the leaders. In fact, Plato says in his Republic, when the tyrant has defeated all enemies, either by treaty or by conquest, he's always drumming up new enemies so he'll have something to rally the people behind him. And I really hate to say, but I think there was tremendous hypocrisy when I saw Richard Gephardt, who was a scoundrel of a man, standing on the steps of the Capitol singing, God Bless America.
And it keeps our minds off of what's really going on.
Amen to that. Do you have anything else, Larry?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, fine. If you're out there and you have a question or comment, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, what we should be doing is praying for forgiveness. What we should do is praying for repentance. What we should, of course, be doing is praying for revival in America, not asking God to bless this nation. Because, of course, God only blesses nations that are true to him. And down throughout all history, that's what's happened. And I fear this is where we are today. And, of course, we have embarked on World War III. Now, any of you think we're coming home? Our boys are... Uh-oh, we've lost Debbie. I'm going to ask our producer to get Debbie back on the line, if you would, please. And Eric, would you please get Debbie back on the line for us? Basically, of course, what happens is that we, of course, are going to permanently station our troops in the Middle East. How can I make that statement? Well, because that's exactly what they say they're going to do. Eric, come on in here, and I'll give you her telephone number. But if you actually, if you go to their website, which is newamericancentury.org, that's newamericancentury.org. Pull down their treatise on rebuilding America's defenses, and I believe it's between pages 14 and 16. And they talk about, of course, what's going to be happening and, of course, how they are going to station our troops in the Middle East and throughout the world permanently, because American troops stationed throughout the world are our first line of defense. And then, of course, they talk about the necessity to have our troops in the Middle East transcends regime of Saddam Hussein. And, of course, we know a young man who's going to be going over there as a administrator, as a civilian administrator with a 5-year contract. We have heard from Paul Sperry, who's Washington correspondent for WorldNet Daily, who has told us that they are going, of course, to be actually military is planning on being there at least 10 years. Now, they're not telling the American people because, of course, they'd be very upset. But I think we can say with a great deal of certainty that barring a change in administration or a dramatic change in plan, we will be there for a long time. We're going to play just a little bit of music and see if we can get Debbie back on the line here. Debbie, can you hear me now?
Yes,
I can. All right, fine. And let's go to Bob, or let's see, who is calling on line one? Let's go to Bob on line one. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Okay, good to have you with us.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm well as can be expected under the circumstances. How about you?
I'm doing as well as could be expected.
Okay, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I'd like to say that I've been getting your newsletter for several years, and I've read your Brotherhood of Darkness book and got the video, and they're excellent. And a comment about the flag waving and God bless America and so forth. You probably don't look at all of them, but I sent you an email a couple days about that I thought that that God Bless America bumper stickers and flags and lapel pins and window stickers are pathetic, is what I thought. And I was suggesting a replacement bumper sticker that says God Bless America with a question mark at the end of it, with C. 2 Chronicles 7:14 below it.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
If my people who are known by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear them from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Well, and you know what's interesting is so many people blame, the liberals and the atheists for our problems, but it's really not. It's the Christians. It's the Christians that have bought into a lot of this.
Amen to that, too. Anything else,
and that's
Bob?
That's the problem.
You're absolutely right. Anything else, Bob?
No, sir, but keep up the good work, Doc.
God bless you. Thanks for your support for our ministry. And if I don't answer your emails, it's just that I'm so far behind on everything.
That.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to John, colleague from Tennessee. Hi, John. Question or comment?
My dad's a Freemason, and I had written some stuff listening to this radio network, and this Christmas, after Christmas service at his church, he was kidding around, and he really wasn't kidding around, but he said he thought the preacher was literally going to call on him and point him out to the congregation as a member of Satan's army.
Well, I'll tell you what, have you seen, would he watch our video, The Brotherhood of Darkness?
I've given him all kinds of stuff, but I keep feeding him more stuff at Christmas and on his birthday, and he doesn't want to watch it and tries to close his eyes and ears. But I keep working on it.
Well, pray for him. That's all you can do. He's your dad. You love him. But, if he doesn't repent of that, he's going to stand before the great white throne of judgment. Could I make a suggestion to you?
Sure.
Tell him, look, I know what they say at the Masonic funerals. They all say you're going to stand before the great white throne of judgment. Have you ever looked up in the Bible what the great white throne of judgment is? And show them the Bible. It's in Revelation. And, of course, that's the judgment of the damned. Every Mason will stand there. They know what it is, and they're luring these people into eternal damnation. And ask him, how could you belong to an organization and take those oaths that's going to stand you for the judgment of the damned, because no Christian stands before the great white throne of judgment?
Well, he's very wealthy, and he's one of the 911 lawyers, and he doesn't want to hear about any of the prior knowledge stuff. So I worry about him.
Well, you pray for him, but this would be one approach. If you could get him to see our video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, because I will tell you that Masons have watched that, and we sort of sneak up on them. We talk about a lot of things, and we don't really talk about Masonry until we get to the very end. And then we tell them that, of course, it is the worship of Satan, and give them the references from their own books. And at that point, Masons have gotten up and said, I'm going to resign from the lodge, because, well, if they're concerned about eternity, they don't want to spend it in hell.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention that people think they don't have anything to fear in this country, but in what is now the United States, 10 million Native Americans were genocided with death marches and concentration camps with bioweapons, and 50 million African Americans were kidnapped, enslaved, and genocided. Up to 90% of state residents, like Virginia, were slaves. And the first slaves in America were white people from Europe, and they were sold on the auction blocks, too. And the military draft is, by definition, slavery, and the largest riots in U.S. history were in New York City during the Civil War.
Well, of course, I think, John, what most people have really forgotten is there have been two forces in America since our foundation. One of them was the Christian and the good, and the other was the occult and the evil. And they came here in 1640. They were sent from England, and they were Rosicrucians, and their job was, of course, to take over America. But they weren't strong enough at that time, but they were able to get themselves into key positions to put their emblem on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye. And it was hidden there because everything they have to do is in hiding and secret until, of course, 1935, when the Masonic president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, put that emblem on the back of the dollar bill for all to see. In God we trust, and beneath that, of course, the emblem of Satan.
Well, can people infiltrate that group and blow the whistle on them?
You don't want to infiltrate it. You just want to expose them. But don't play with these people because they're dead, deadly sin.
Oh, I know. My dad was mugged by four gunmen. He put two guns to his head a couple years ago and said they were going to blow his brains out. And that case is unsolved today with no effort on the investigation. And I kind of wonder if that was more than just a routine mugging, if that wasn't trying to send him a message on these lawsuits, these big class actions he's working on.
Well, it could very well be. Anyway, keep in touch with us, John. God bless you, and thanks for everything.
Sure, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, Debbie, we're just about out of time. What message would you like to leave with our listeners this afternoon?
Well, you know, I think I'd like to leave a message that I think Pastor Wormbrand would like to leave with the people, and that is, you know, we need to try to wake up these churches to be talking about the evils of Marxism, that this really is a satanic ideology that has been all over the world that we are accepting here now today, and we should be exposing that.
Amen to that. And of course, what is the hope? The hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and we have to be true to Him. We may lose everything we have here in America. But of course, the important thing is not what happens to us here, but what happens in eternity. And our job is to do our best. And of course, the results are going to be up to the Lord.
Yes, well, you know, in Pastor Wormbrand's book, Marx and Satan, he had a chart of all the main denominations of the Christian religions, and a large percentage of all those churches felt that Marxism fit right in with Christianity. So, you know, this is a big job we have ahead of us.
Well, of course, you know, there's a gospel according to Marx and the gospel according to Mark, and there are an awful lot of them who have the gospel according to Mark. Marx are just going to be good. We're going to help people. But of course, without understanding that, the philosophy of Marxism really does not work. It has never worked. It never will work because you've got to change the hearts and the souls of men. That is what, of course, what Christianity can do and what Marxism could never do.
Absolutely, because Christianity deals with the heart, and humanism deals, you know, only with the external man. I mean, you look at Islam or any of these other religions, you can see there's no freedom in those countries because they deal with only the external.
Well, I believe that, of course, I believe the Muslim religion is satanic, and we'll
Absolutely.
Be having more programs on that. Debbie, you were a little frightened about coming on. Was it as bad as you thought?
No, Dr. Stan, you're a good host, and you made me feel pretty comfortable. It was a little frightening, you know, my first time, that's for sure. But thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm glad that I came on your show.
Well, God bless you for coming on with us. Our guest has been Debbie O'Hara. Do you have an email, or do you have any material you'd like to put out, or address at all?
Well, if anyone has any more questions they'd like to ask or anything, they can email me at O'Hara9@cox.net, or they could visit newswithviews.com, and I have some articles posted there that they could read.
God bless you. Thanks so very much, Debbie.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program. You know, sometimes we talk about tough things, but we have to talk about them to try to motivate people to join in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building and the blackout across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that
Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course this is the time when we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day. And of course, then we do a weekend program as well that's heard on 35 stations, and then we do another weekend program that's heard on SCO here in the Monterey Bay area. So we have an opportunity to reach out, but of course it's an expensive proposition. And of course on almost all the stations, we have to pay for our time. And of course we reach out on radio and shortwave and internet and of course on satellite. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us finance what we do, it's as simple as picking up your telephone and calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And just say, I'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping. And then, of course, if you'd like to get one of our newsletters, and my September newsletter, I think is a very good one, why, of course, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the September newsletter. We'll send that to you free of charge. And, of course, we want you to have the information. That, of course, you can go up on our website and pull down the newsletter. But if you don't have access to the web, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or at least subscribe to the newsletter. But whatever you do, why do something? Get involved in this battle, if not with our ministry, then with some other ministry that you feel is doing a good job. And get started educating others. Learn how to educate others. Learn how to talk to people who are Masons or whatever they may be. But do something. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, I want to, of course, remind you that if you don't have health care insurance, you're paying too much for health care insurance, let me suggest a MediShare. It is a Christian health cost sharing program. It's a Christian health cost sharing program. If you're interested in knowing more about it, why, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the people from MediShare will certainly contact you. And then, of course, if you would be interested in knowing more about our ministry, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can listen to our programs 5 hours every day, not get anything accomplished, but you can listen 5 hours a day. You can actually listen to the archive programs, and almost all of our programs that we do on Radio Liberty, not on Genesis or the American Freedom Network, but the Radio Liberty programs are archived there, and you're welcome to pull them down and copy them and distribute them. Our newsletters are there. And, of course, you can actually pull down our newsletters and distribute those as well. And they're all, of course, carefully documented so you can verify the fact that what we're talking about indeed is true. And, of course, you also can see all the various products we carry. And, of course, we do carry the various Berkey products, Berkey, Big Berkey, Berkey Light at competitive prices. And if you buy it through Radio Liberty, you get a four-tape set or a video that we produce. So we hope that you'll go there and look at our website. And then if you want to buy any of the products, you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, America is on the verge of terrible, terrible things. There's an article just came out that points out that the International Monetary Fund has said that America's currency could collapse at any moment. Let me repeat that. America's currency could collapse at any moment because of our massive trade deficit, because of our massive federal deficit. And the International Monetary Fund is, of course, suggesting there are going to be serious problems here. I don't know when it's going to happen. It could be a week, a month, it could be a year. But eventually, of course, why the piper has to be paid. And, of course, there is no incidence in all history where a nation has gone to a fiat money system and printed money, creating wealth out of nothing, where that nation has survived. They tried it in ancient Greece, they tried it in ancient Rome, and they're trying it here in America, and it's not going to work. So you, of course, have to position yourself so you're not going to end up as the impoverished, as the people of Argentina did 2 years ago, as the people of Russia did about a decade ago. And, of course, this has happened recurrently throughout history. You need to begin to understand what's going on. If you listen to our program regularly, why, we will try to guide you, at least tell you what you can do in part to try to protect yourself. Because, of course, one person in five in America has lost their job in the last 3 years. We have close to 12 million people unemployed. The government will admit 9 million, but there are many, many more than that. Our jobs are leaving America. 2.7 million jobs that they'll admit have left America. We have the Bureau of Labor Statistics figures that say it's actually 3.1 million jobs have left America, and most of them are never coming back. America is in real trouble. And, of course, I believe, of course, we're not only seeing the machinations and plans of men, but we're also seeing God's response to a nation that turns its back on him. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival in this country, because I am firmly convinced that if the American people don't return to God, God will never again bless this nation. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. We ask you to pray for the people in the churches who are getting sucked into this church growth movement without realizing the occult foundation. And we'll be having a video on this. We have a 4-tape set right now on the apostate church and how this has all been planned, not by Christians, but by occultists, to, of course, lead the people of God away from Christianity. And finally, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.